warmth and hashkafa. And it's really a time for the Lomdei Torah, the Masmidim themselves, to give of themselves to each other. That's the main goal of this Chabura. And whoever is interested, last year it worked out beautifully. We had a rotation of Masmidim who gave their own Yesod every single week. And I'm happy to work with you, Ben Azdarim, Ben Azdarim Masmidim, to prepare for your own Chabura, B'Hashem, 15 minutes, a Yesod, something that will penetrate. And B'ez Hashem, after Sukkot will be our first one. Avi already volunteered for the first one after Sukkot. We're not going to have Machshava next Thursday. This is going to be the first one. And then after Sukkot, Avi's going to take over. And then whoever wants to, B'ez Hashem will continue. And you can ask the guys from last year or those from this year how mechazik it is to speak about Inyanim and Limud HaTorah. Baruch Hashem, I had this chus, besides for being a Talmud of Parnas for 8 years and seeing intensity of Hasmada on a constant basis, and a melis. I was also zochah to give chaburas and inyani limud haTorah for 3 years. So this is going to be one of those inyanim that I think is most relevant to masmidim in today's day and age, and especially in our yeshiva. Welcome. Oh, okay. So the ta'o, oh, did everyone get a sheet? Oh. Yeah, I'm going to pass it around. So the topic, the yisod of today's machshava, is Limud HaTorah Machmas Tirda, to learn even when it's difficult. Generally speaking, when a person wants to be Magdir, the Mahus of what a Masmid means, to be Magdir the Midah of Hasmada, generally speaking, people like to define the Midah of Hasmada by quantity, in terms of Kamus. Hasmada, people like to throw the word around consistent, the person is a Tamid, he comes to every Seder. Another term that's thrown around is consistency, continuous. A person is learning every Seder. A person is learning every minute of every hour. These are the general terms that people use when it comes to Hasmada. How much time that you put into your Seder, how consistent you are, and how continuous it is. If you hear Parnas on one shir, he had a chakira, is it continuous or continual? But okay, the kitzer, the point is that everyone is magdir hasmada when it comes to, in terms of quantity of time. But there's a third prong, third aspect of hasmada that has to be taken into account, which I think most people, most bachrim in yeshiva, don't realize require this midah shkoyach. You can pass it around as we speak. This way you can have nash. There's a third aspect of hasmada, besides for being consistent, and besides for being continuous in your Seder, there's a third Midah, which in my opinion is even the Shoresh of all of the Midah of Hasmada that a Bachar needs to know about in order to be a true Masmid. And that Midah is persistence, determination. You need to be tenacious. You need to have a tenacity when it comes to Hasmada. A person, if he's only going to rest on his ability to be consistent and continuous with his learning, he may be responsible. But when you have a matzav kasha, when you have a difficult nisayon coming your way, it's a bad day of Seder. You woke up late, your chavrusa is a half hour late, your coffee wasn't made on time, you couldn't find milk in the pantry, or even if you found milk, it's worse, it's spoiled. It's the worst day, it's the worst morning Seder you're going to have. In that matzav, just being responsible and being a masmid in the general sense of continuous and consistent is not going to cut it. You need to be tenacious. There has to be a determination and a persistence to maintain your hasmada. Let's look at the first Maor Malkum, the Rambam, and Hilchos Talmud Torah, Aleph Hey, famous Rambam, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. Every single Ish in Klai Yisrael is Mechuyiv in learning, Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, no matter what his financial bracket is, Bein Sholem Begufo, Bein Bal Yisurim, whether he's fully healthy or he has stomach issues, he has problems, he has health issues. Bein Bacher, Bein Chia Zaken Gadol Shetashash Kocho, whether he's young, an energetic lad who's running to the Beis Medrash, or he's an elder person who's walking with a walker. Afilu Haya Ani HaMisparnes Minat Tzedakah, even a schnorr, even someone who's mamish going to door to door. Every single person, and this is the biggest chiddush of all, Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to point this out, Zok the Rambam, Afilu Bal Isha Obanim. The biggest chiddush, a person who's a father, who has children, I have 5 Kinayin Ahara, learning in Kola for 12 years, you have a chiyuv no matter what, diapers flying, bottles being made, regardless. Zok the Rambam, Chayiv Likboa Lozman L'Talmud Torah B'Yom U'V'Layla. If you want to have Hasmada, it has to be applicable even b'matzav kasha, even b'machmas tirda. And that's not, you're not going to be able to rest on your responsibility of being continuous and consistent. A person has to be tenacious. He has to be persistent. He has to be determined to overcome the tirda. The Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Beis on the Beis, says even more succinctly, it nails it in the head. Zakt Rabbi Yonasan, I'm a Rabbi Yonasan. Le'olam al yimna adam es atzmo beis ha-medrash u'medivrei Torah. A person should never refrain himself or withhold himself from learning from the beis ha-medrash. Ad kedei kach, says Rabbi Yonasan, afilu b'shas misa. Afilu b'shas misa tehe asuk b'torah. Even when you're lying on your deathbed, a person has to have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. He has to be tenacious and still apply his hasmad. I remember when I was visiting Reb Parnas when he was in rehab for one of his illnesses. I walked into the rehab room, Mamish in Lakewood. Is a guy. This is a man, a Talmud Chacham, Muflag, a tzaddik gomer, over 90 years old. He just went through a stroke, and he is in his rehab room. The first words that came out of his mouth when he saw me is, "Nu, a chiddush and basar v'chalav, a chiddush and tam kikker." That was his first words. Even when you're in a matzav kasha, your hasmada, when you are gripped by a tenacious desire to overcome and be a masmid, it'll happen even in matzav kasha. But what's interesting is, the pliya dika nikuda is, that we would think that when you have tirdas, and when you have stresses, and you have finals, and you have college courses that come your way, and you're struggling to be a masmid, we view that as a bidiyavid matzav. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me certain circumstances, and I have to overcome. And despite those matzav kasha, I have to still be a masmid. Say Chazal, that is not the pshat. The fact that you have these different tirdas is not merely circumstantial. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed and preordained into the Bria that Limud HaTorah bidafka has to be learned even machmas tirda. Zok the Gemara, Zok Yaakov Shimoni in the next Mar Makum. It's Nikva Mitchila, says Yaakov Shimoni. But Oso Shah, at the time when the Luchos were broken, Nigzera Gzera, there was a Gzera, a decree by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yisrael, Sheyilmadu Osan Mitoch Tzar, Mitoch Shibud. Your learning is going to be Dafka Machmas Tzar, whether it's Shibud to Malchius, Mitoch Tiltel through traveling around, Mitoch Tiruf, Mitoch Hatchak, Mitoch Shein Lamizonos, you're going to have to overcome your Parnasa. Every single obstacle was preordained and pre-designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitchila, Mimayven Har Sinai, that the way Limud HaTorah has to be carried out is not only when it's smooth sailing, not only when you're on your hammock on vacation, Ben Azmanim, and you have your Gemara in front of you, and it's easy sailing, it's easy Gemara, got it, it's going quick. No. Bedavka, in the Matzav Kasha, Dafka, with the tirda, with the distractions in your head, with the college, and with the parnasa, and the tchak, and with stomach issues, and with no coffee, dafka in that matzav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geizer, that there should be a limud of Torah. Listen to an unbelievable gra on the Mishnah Avos, the next Marim Makum, Veiz Hey. The Chazal say, Al tomar kishe efne eshane. Don't say that when I have free time, I'll learn. Shema lo tipane. Because maybe you won't have free time, and you won't be able to learn. So Pashup Shat, this Chazal, is just giving us a piece of advice. Don't push it off. Don't push off learning because you're busy. When you have free time, learn right now. Don't say, when I will have free time, I will learn, because maybe you won't have free time. Says the Gra, that's not the Pshat in this Chazal. Chazal are not just giving you practical advice. Chazal are saying the following thing. This is the Gra and the Kotzka Rav. They both say the same. Different Chadarim, both being Mechav and Ela Emes. Says the Gra, Al tomar keshe efne eshne. Don't say that when I have free time, I'll learn. You know why? Shema lo tipane. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed your life to always be in a matzav of not having time. You will always be in a time where you won't have any time to learn. So don't think that maybe when I have free time later, I'll learn. You know why? Because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed you as such to always learn machmas tirda, to always learn with distractions. So it would be foolish for you to say, I'm going to wait till I have free time. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting for you to have free time. He wants you to learn dafka at this point. And thirdly, the famous Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'aretz in Vav Vav says a pliya dika nekuda. He says, this is exactly why we find that the Saru Shel Esav, the Satan, dafka started up with Yaakov Avinu. He didn't start up with Avram. He didn't start up with Yitzchak. He waited all the way till Yaakov. Why? It's a pliya. If you want to nip it in the bud, go with Avraham Avinu. Start fighting with Avraham Avinu. Why did he wait till Yaakov Avinu? Says Rav Elchanan that when it comes to rules of war, if one army wants to overcome the other, he's not going to just fight him in battle. If he really wants to get him out, he wants to finish off the other army, he's going to chop his weaponry. Once he chops his clay milchama, once he steals and usurps any one of his clay milchama, the other army has to surrender. He has no other weapons. Says Rav Elchanan, Avraham Avinu was chesed. That is an unbelievable mitzvah, unbelievable midah. But that's not the clay milchama of Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu was the amud of tefillah, of avoda. Big midah, lofty midah. But that's not the clay milchama of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu, the amud of Torah, the amud of limud Torah, hasmadas Torah, that? Satan wanted to go for that. He went for the jugular. He went for the clay milchama of Klal Yisrael. That's exactly already what we see from not only Maimon Har Sinai, but the Satan himself. His main target to chop a bachar yeshiva is not with his mitzvahs. It's specifically with his learning. So every time you get a distraction or a matzav kasha or some kind of tear that comes your way, know for a fact that this was pre-designed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, the Satan himself is bedavka targeting you at this matzav kasha. They say about Rav Chaim Brisker that he used to send his son, the Brisker Rav, to go get stamps, to go buy this, do some mundane chores. And they went to Rav Chaim Brisker and they said to him, B'chvod HaRav, you know, your son, the Brisker Rav, is an Eloi. He's going to become one of the G'dolei Hador. Why are you wasting time and telling him to go to the post office to do this for you, to do this for you? Ask another person, ask another bacher who's not so, you know, learning so much. Ask him to do something, or ask someone else. Why tafka him? The Brisker Rav, says Rav Chaim, you don't understand. I'm being mechanech my child, the Brisker Rav, that he has to be able to know how to learn even when he's doing mundane chores, even when he's going out to get stamps. So I bedafka lichatchila. I send my son to go do these mundane chores so that he can always be tofes, makom in his head, with learning. That's bedavka what I'm being mechanechim for. But the question becomes why? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu davka set us up for failure? Why should there be tirda? Why should there be distractions? It's a little bit ironic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to become a Talmud Chacham. You want me to learn Shas. You want me to be a Masmid. Why bedavka are you sending my way Gzeiros mi Hamayim and Har Sinai, the Satan? Why are you davka sending me stress? Why are you dafka sending me tirdas and parnasa and college and classes? Make it easy for me. I want to learn. I'm ready to learn 10 years straight. Give me 3 siddharim. Just let it work. Why does it have to be hard? So this is probably the key for any Ben Torah to know how to succeed in learning. It's what we're about to say right now. This following Bir Hadvarim for why Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you tirda. And you're going to have a whole new perspective in how to approach your hasmada in learning and how to approach learning in general. There's a fundamental hevdol, a hevdol mahuti, an inherent difference between a person who learns when it's smooth sailing and when a person who learns machmas tirda, machmas matzav kasha. What's the chilek? When a person's learning with smooth sailing, so it's not clear what his relationship with his learning is. What is his yachas with his learning? He may enjoy it, it may be even intellectually stimulating for him, but there's no gilui hadvarim as to where he is holding in his learning. When a person learns machmas tirda, machmas matzav kasha, what he's in effect doing is the ultimate expression of learning is my chiyus. Learning is the air that I breathe. Just like the air that I breathe has no hefsik. I can't just say, I'm feeling sick right now, or I have finals, so I'm going to just hold my breath in. So too, when it comes to learning, when a person takes his learning and davka learns when he has that stress, he davka learns when he has that tirda, he is demonstrating to a Kadosh Baruch Hu that learning is my chiyus. Learning is the very air that I breathe. It's something that is a part of me and a part and parcel of who I am. It's not just something that I do as a religious activity because there's a morning seder that I have to register for class and there's a night seder that I have to register because of Mersk is going to give me a bad grade. No. I'm learning even when there are finals. I'm learning even Bein Hasdarim. I'm learning Kechol Sheyeshli, whenever time I have. Because learning is not something that is restricted to a specific time or place. It's something that is a part of me. It's my chiyus. It's the ultimate expression of chiyus. So it makes a lot of sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedavka wants that nachas of our learning dafka when it's hard. He doesn't want to see us learning when it's easy. That's pashut, okay. But when you're learning when it's hard, that's a gilui milsa. Mamish edus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my learning is a part of me. It's my chiyus. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, the next Marmakum. The Gemara says it's kipshuto. Lama nimshlu bnei adam kedoge hayam. Why are Klai Yisrael nimshal to doge hayam, to fish? Lomar lecha ma'adagim shibayam kevin she'om liyabashim yan. Makes him just like a fish. When he's out of water, he immediately dies because he's not connected to his life source. So too, bnei adam kevin she'porshin midivrei Torah u'min ha'mitzvahs miyad mesim. When a person is porish, he leaves, he's mafkia himself from learning, miyad mesim. He can't survive. Because that is his chiyus. They say about Rav Baruch Ber, he was once in a shmooze, listening to a shmooze by someone. And the Rav said, Torah, oh, it's beautiful. It's like oxygen. It's like the air that we breathe. Rav Baruch Ber stood up and said, I am moiche. Libra Torah is not just the air that we breathe or the oxygen that I need. It's the very life itself. It's Chaim Kipshuto. It's Chiyas Kipshuto. He's a moiche, he said to him. I'm moiche. The guy was really giving him mustard. Rav Baruch said, I'm moiche. That's not the correct pshat. It's not that Torah is just oxygen. That's external. It's the very life itself. It's Chiyas itself. It's Chaim, it's Atzmo. And this is even brought down the halacha. We're almost done. Don't worry. This is even brought down the halacha. The Sfas Emes and Parshas Chukas, the next Maramokum, Tafresh Nubiz, brings down from his Rebbe that the reason why we have a bracha lefanea v'lachareya before Kriyas HaTorah, why do we have a bracha lefanea v'lachareya? Says the Sfas Emes, this is to model after our Birchas Achila. Just like when we eat a sandwich, we have a bracha of Amotzi and a Birchas HaMozon afterwards. The Birchas HaMotzi is to show a Kriyas Baruch to thank him for the Muslim that he's giving me. And the bracha l'achareya is to thank Hashem for giving me the nourishment from the food that I just ate. Says the Sfas Emes, hu hadin when it comes to Limud Torah. We make a bracha beforehand to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to learn. But you know why we make a bracha afterwards? To thank Hashem from the spiritual nourishment, from the chiyas that I derived from that morning seder, from that afternoon seder, from that night seder. I'm making a bracha l'achareya just like the mazon of Achila. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says lehalacha in Hilchos Avelos. The Aruch HaShulchan is discussing why is it also for an Avel to learn Limud HaTorah. And the classic reason that the Aruch HaShulchan brings down is because it gives you simcha. So frak the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yushalmi brings down that if a person is lahot achar HaTorah, if he is completely passionate for learning, he can't get enough of it. So even an Avel is allowed to learn. That's what Yushalmi says. So Aruch HaShulchan is bothered. It's counterintuitive. If the whole reason why it's also to learn as an Avel is because of Simcha, so the more passionate I am for learning, the more Simcha I'm going to get. Why is there a hector in the Yerushalmi that if I'm passionate for learning, I have a hector to learn even during Avelos? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it must be that the Yerushalmi means the following, that this person who's so lahot achar HaTorah is mamish acholah sheyesh bo sakana. Pikuach nefesh. He has no choice. If I don't learn right now, I will die. So it says Yerushalmi, if you get to the point of a shir, of you want to learn so bad that you can't even survive, then enachanami, you have a hetter to learn. Enachanami, a regular choli is not doche, simcha. Asur b'limud HaTorah. More simcha, also asur b'limud HaTorah. But if you're simcha to the point that you're going to die without it, then of course you have a hetter to learn. Aruch HaShulchan paskins this lehalacha. We, says the Aruch HaShulchan, we haven't found anyone on that madrega. So, okay. But in principle, the Yushalmi is saying, a heter leha halacha, that an Avel is allowed to learn if he's lochot achar HaTorah. They once said about the Rogachover, they saw him learning when he was an Avel. So they said to the Rogachover, the Yushalmi applies to you? Yeah, I mean, like, you're gone, but like, yeah? So he said, probably tongue-in-cheek, Rogachover said, listen to this. It's worth it to burn in Gehenna for learning right now. It's worth it for me to learn right now and to get that simcha, and I'll deal with the onish later. That's how much I love to learn. He was probably saying, yes, the Yerushalmi does apply to me. The heter lehalacha does apply to me. I am lahot achar HaTorah. The Per Hador, the Cheshek Shlomo, said that he once was diagnosed with an illness that would kill him. And he went to the doctor. The doctor said, you're going to have to stop learning, because the more you learn, the more likely you're going to die from this illness. So a few hours later, they looked at the Cheshek Shlomo, and they see him on the side, and he's learning right away with a Melus Hasmada, no problem. They go over to him. They said, doctor's orders. Chayecha Kodman, you have to... The doctor said you're going to die if you learn. He said, Rimanavshach. The doctor said that if I learn, I'm going to die. But mitzidi, if I don't learn, I'm going to die. So I'd rather die while learning than die without learning. So I'm going to learn. That was the Cheshek Shlomo's chashbon. That's why he didn't listen to the doctor's words. Rimanavshach, I'm going to die. So I have to learn. I'd rather die while learning. And lastly, just for Yom Kippur, last point, especially before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Noraim, the Nefesh HaChayim and Da'at Laban Aleph says that the koach of Torah has an ability to be a chelik of your tshuva process. When a person is osek b'Torah, he is mamish, able to change his zdonos, nasluk izuchuyos. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, Torah Hashem temima meshivas nefesh. Meshivas nefesh is a shorish of tshuva. When a person is osik b'Torah, he's able to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the shorish elyon of where he's connected to. And that's why it says in Nefesh HaChayim, in the Nosach HaBracha of Hashivenu in Shmoneh Esrei, et Hashivenu Avinu l'sorasecha. We dafka couch and matbia in Lashon HaBracha of Torah. Hashivenu in the Brichas HaTshuva, it's dafka l'sorasecha. It's a limud HaTorah. And that's why he says that by Hashamnu, why do we have an Hashamnu based on the Aleph Beis? It's a little bit strange. Why are we doing Hashamnu, Baganu, by the Aleph Beis? Says the Nefesh HaChayim, same Yesod. That the Kedushas HaOsios, the Chav Beis Osios that the Torah was given with, is exactly what we're trying to miramis in Hashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu. Every late letter has a Kedushas HaTorah, Kedushas HaLimud HaTorah. That's where my tshuva is. And finally, says the Nefesh HaChayim, the ultimate tshuva mi'ahava comes from Esek B'Torah. Tshuva Meira is Zechuyos, is Zdonos, Nasik Ishkagos. If you're only doing tshuva because you're scared, okay, we'll downgrade you to a Shkaga. If you do tshuva Mi'ahava, Zdonos and Nasik Ishkuyos, they become mitzvos, they reverse, like Othello, mamish like Zechuyos. Says the Nefesh HaChayim, when a person learns, that's tshuva Mi'ahava. What's Pshat? Says Rav Jolti in Chayse, in Mishas Yaivitz. He says that because Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach says that when a person learns Torah Sheba'al Peh and he's learning Machmas Tirda, it's so hard for him to learn, it's difficult. But he does it anyway. That is the ultimate expression of Ahavas Hashem, which is in light of what we're saying. It's the ultimate expression of Chiyus, of Ahavas Hashem. And when a person learns B'Ahava, he gains Tshuva Mi'Ahava. And Tshuva Mi'Ahava is Mamish Nasig Lo Kisluyus. One last Maisa, and then we'll end. There was a maisa with a rebbe, who after Yom Kippur, I told this to Zwer, I think once, after Yom Kippur, he turned to his kehillah and said, if anyone wants to test me on what you daven for, I'll be able to tell you. And not only will I be able to tell you what you daven for, I'll tell you what a Kadosh Baruch Hu responded and was gozer on you. So a guy comes over to the rebbe and says, okay, I'm ready. What did I daven for? So the rebbe said, you're a businessman. You own a shop. And all day, you're between customers, you're trying to open up a safer techap between customers, and it's so hard for you to learn. You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should have a very good parnasa this year, so that you can mamish knock out 4 hours just to learn by yourself in a closed room. That's what you daven for. He said, unbelievable, that's exactly word for word what I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, no, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there? What did he say? So the Rebbe said, no. Hashem Paskin, no. Paskin, no? I want to learn. Says, you don't realize how much nachas you give to a Kadosh Baruch Hu by opening up that sefer between customers. You think nachas to Hashem is social nachas, learning for 4 hours straight by yourself in a closed room. Nachas relative to Kadosh Baruch Hu is when you're learning machmas tirta between the customers. Hashem can't give up that nachas. Hashem is not ready to give up that nachas. Maybe you be zochet to a ksiva v'chasima tova, and be'ez Hashem, the next chabur will be by Avi after Sukkot, and shkoyach for coming.